Ola Bas, and the Pasuk calls her a Bas. The Yomer Rabbi Choma Bachanina, Zu Yecheved, this was Yecheved. When it says, V'elich Ish, Mibes Levi, V'yikach as Bas Levi, it means he got married now to Yecheved. She Hoyrosa Bederach, she became pregnant, parents became pregnant with her on the road, V'noldo Ben HaChemes, and she was born between the Chemes. That she, their parents came pregnant on the way, and she was born in Bein HaChemes, entering Mitzrayim. They said, the pasuk says, Asher Yold Oysel Levi b'Mitzrayim. She was born to Levi in Mitzrayim. So Idashin Leidosa b'Mitzrayim. True, she was born in Mitzrayim, but Verosa, her parents became pregnant with her Shlo b'Mitzrayim. The Amai Korol Abath is so. Why was she called Abath if she's 130 years old? Omer Rav Yehuda Bar Zvido. Malam, it comes to teach us, she nolda bas simonim naros, that she became back, she had simonim, like a young girl. Nisaden habosa, the bosa became smooth. Nispashtos hakamotim, the wrinkles went away. Vachozer hayyifalim kaim, and the beauty came back. By year. And it says, vayikach, it took her, says Gemara, vayachsim ibrali, they took her back a second time. Amrav Yudom Razvid Malamid, that he made mamas like a luchasna right now, even though they were married before, but they stopped living together, and now they made like a chasna now. Hoishivu biapurian, the Yaron and Miriam Asherim lefaneh, and I remember they were singing in front of them. Omalchi Asharos Omrim, Eim Habonim Semecha, Yilahalan. Yilahalan Monon Akosav Derek Gedulia. So that's the pshat here. That the Bnei Slovchon, they were Sikonius, that they first got married later, they were Samech, and that's what happened, just like it happened with Yechevit. Now the Gemara says, Mona Nakos of Derek Belosan, before the Pasuk says the names, how old they were, the Kan Derek Achmosan, how smart they were. So Misalel Rabami, Derek Rabami, the Yeshiva Holach Achachachma, the Yeshiva Gobosa, who's smart, the Mesiba, Stama Mesiba Holach Achazikna. You go after how old the age. So Rambam explains the yeshiva means bein lubin bein l'sha yeshiva shal Torah moshiva nesachochem lemalam in azokim. You go after the chochem, but stand on the siba, stand gathering together shamishta v'simcha by who adin l'nesuyin. Then you go both to the older. You mention the older one first. The number of Ashi, Ashi says, "Who the maflug b'chochma? Somebody that's maflug, a very, very big chochma. Then we always go after his chochma. Who the maflug b'ziknas? Someone is very, very old. Then we always go after his age." All right,
Tana, we learn Tana the Rabbi Shmuel, but no slav chotch kulasein. They're all equal. Shinema v'tiyeno havayachas lechudo. They're all equal. They're all just as smart. Shetkonius. All of them are equal. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, Dav Kuf. You hold Dav Kuf Chof. Yeah. See, I know the Shaila here that by the Bnei Slovcha, the Shaila, even though they got married after 40 years old, still they were Samech on a nest, they would still be able to have children. The same what happened by Yechevit, that a nest happened, she was able to have children, even though she was 130 years old. So from the beginning of the first big line again. Omer Rav Yehuda bar Zavda Malamed, So that's the having more before. Now the one says, Lahalan Mona Kosev Derogidilosan. Shalot is the five daughters of Bnei Slovchod. In one place the Pasuk writes them down the names in the order how old they were. Kosbos of Derogidilosan, how old they were. The canon over here, Derech Chochmosan. Here the Torah writes them down upon how smart they are. So it's a question, how come one place the Torah writes them down age-wise, and one place the Torah writes them down to how smart they were? Smart says, and this is Messiah Rabbi Ami. This is a proof to Rabbi Ami. The Yom Rabbi Ami, be Yeshiva Holachacha Chochma. When you have to do with Yeshiva, so Rashbam says, that's Loch of a Din. When you go to a Shaila of a Din Torah, or when you go to a Shaila Rav Ledin, so then you go Bosa Chochma. So here also, so we're to Shailov Din of Yerusha al Din, then we go Bosa Chochma, we say who was smarter first. But the Mesiba stand by a meeting. So Rashban says, Shomishta, more than Lenisuim, we're talking about getting married, a stand a party, then Holachacha Zikna. Then you put the Zikna first, the older one first. So therefore, when the Pasuk is talking about that they got married, they say the order of their ages, because the one that's older goes first. But when we talk about who's smarter about the din, then we talk about the din, about the psak, about the Yerusha, and then we put them apart into who was smarter. Omer Rav Ashi, Rashi says it like this now. Omer Rav Ashi, v'hu de maflig b'chochma, v'hu de maflig b'zikna. Rashi says it depends. That you tell me you go boss a yeshiva by a din Torah, but you go boss a chochma, that's only if he's maflig b'chochma, means he's a very, very big tamach chochem. Not stomach tamach chochem. Maflu means he's very yidu, is a very big one. The same thing, that you tell me by a mesiba, you go after zikna, somebody that's old, means he's very, very old, like over 70, over 80, has to be very, very old. So let's look at the Rashbam. The Sant Rashbam explains like this. Rashbam says, in the middle, 10 lines from the big lines, Vuda maflik, 8 lines down, Vuda maflik bezikna. He says, Shazokin mi oid, if the person is very, very old, Oz chokin loy kov veveis hamishta. Then when you come to a chasna, let him speak or sit up front, you have to put the older person there first. Yoysim en chokim, he comes up first before Talmud Chokim does. The yafagav the muflok hu, chokim of the chokim, even though the Talmud Chokim is also a great Talmud Chokim. Okagoyin, in a case though, he says, Shazokin chokim ksas. Talking about that very alta yid, he's a ksas, a little bit of a Talmud Chokim, not as great as the young Talmud Chokim. So then, by a chasna, by a mesiva, we put the zok and the older man up first. Let's say a person is not that old. He's in his 60s, 70s, not muflag bezikna yet. Then, hachochem, shu muflag koydim lechabdoi. Then, if you have, even though a younger person, but he's a big Talmud Chochem, he comes first. That's what he learns. Sheshaminam yachm, we hear from here, the chochem muflag. That you say is a very, very big Talmud Chochem. V'zokin muflog, sheina chochem kokach. If you have a zokin muflog, a very old man, that is not such a big Talmud Chochem kokach, kebochor. So be yeshiva, we're talking about a psak din by yeshiva, holach achar chochma. You go after the Talmud Chochem, lohoishiv chochma brush, to put the chochem first. Well, the dabet chil, he'll talk first also. But the mesiba by chasna, you go after the older person, you put him up there first. Now, let's say the Chochem is a tremendous big Talmud Chochem. And the older person is not such an older person. Then for sure you go boss of the Chochem. But if the Chochem is a tremendously big Talmud Chochem, and the other person, true, he's older, but he's not, you know, a muflag bezikna, not like a 70-year-old man already. So then, afilu b'mesiba, then the Talmud Chochem goes first.
You're talking about he's about 80 or 90 or something?
That's called muflag bezikna, right. But the guy is not that old, he's only 60. And then you have a younger Talmud Chochem, but he's a big Talmud Chochem, then he goes first all over. Ve'ichot ha'zokin have in muflag bezikna. Let's say the opposite way. You have an 80-year-old man, a very old man. And the Talmud Chochem, even though he knows more than that 80-year-old man, but he's not the biggest Talmud Chochem there is. He's not extra special, you know, Muflag B'Chochem, but he's a Talmud Chochem, and he knows more than the older man. Then what do? B'Chomokom Holachach HaZikna. In such a case, he always goes boss of the Zok, and the older man has the rights first. V'Yafilu B'Yeshiva. Even when you're sitting in the yeshiva, in a din Torah, by Torah, still the older man comes first. Hoyol v'hazokin chochem ksas. Since the zok is a little bit of a chochem, and he's also a very old man, v'yafal pi shabocha chochem yoyse mimenu. Even though the younger person is a bigger talmud chochem, but as long as this younger person is not muflag, not extra, especially a greater, the biggest talmud chochem around, then you go boss of zikn, you go boss of the older person. Now, what's going to be? Let's say you have a talmud chochem, an average guy. He's not the biggest talmud chochem. For loy hai bezikna, and an average man, he's not the oldest man.
But the Talmud Chacham knows much more than this older man. Like you have a 30-year-old man, a big Talmud Chacham, and you have a 60-year-old man, and not such a big Talmud Chacham. Who comes first? So Mira Beinai, the Bechol Mokam, Molochach HaZikna. Then you go after the age. Age comes first. You have a 60-year-old man, and you have a 30-year-old Talmud Chacham. But the Talmud Chacham is not the greatest Talmud Chacham. Then you go after age. That's the way the Rashbam says. Interesting? Okay, right. So that's what this Gemara says now, that there's no stira in the Blay Slavchod, because when you go Bosa Chochma, then you go Bosa Chochma. And by the Chasnod, after Mesiba, then we go Bosa Zikna. Yeah.
Wasn't the youngest one married first, though?
That could be, yeah. But the Psukim there bring down their age-wise, it brings down how old they were. When it says the five, it doesn't say who got married first there. It just mentions the five names. So the way the names are brought down, it goes above their age. It goes after their age. Tana Dever Rabbi Shmuel. The nice love chod shkul the same. He was no, they're all equal. They were the same, as Mal Chochma. Shenemar, it says a postik, Vatiyenu, means Havaya Achaz Akulam. They're all come out the same type of a way. There was one Havaya for all of them. Amr Rav Yudah Mashmuel. The nice love chod, Hutru Linosu L'chol HaShotim. The Bnei Slavcha, they themselves, they have a special heter. They were allowed to take a husband from any shevet. Even though at that time, from the Yetzer Mitzrayim, there was a special mitzvah that we wanted the Yerusha to stay in the same shevet, so every daughter should try and marry a husband from the same shevet. But Bnei Slavcha had a special heter. Shinam, the apostle says, special by them, L'toiv b'yeneim t'yen l'noshim. They're like the best husbands they want, they have a right to take. So really, they had a special heter to get married to somebody from a different shevet. Elamani mekayim. What do I do? I, the pasuk says, "Ach lemishpocha mata aviyim tiyen l'noshim." That no, you should still get married to the same shevet as your father. Stay in shevet Menashe. So Gemara says, "Eitzot toive sina kosev." The Torah just gave them a good advice. Shelo yinosu elo lohogin lehen. Meaning, get married to a man that's a big Talmud Chacham, a chash of a man that deserves you. That was the Gemara before, that they didn't get married until they were 40 years old, because it took them a long time until they found a good shidduch. Their mamash waited until they found a man that was really befitting them. Most of Rabbi asked the question. It says the pasuk, Omer Aleihem, L'yoysen Oim Demal Har Sinai, L'doyroy Seichem. It says that one tell the one sitting on Har Sinai, but there are seichah for generations. So what does that mean? Elo doros haboyim. That means the mitzvahs weren't only said just for the door that was there by Har Sinai, but it was said l'doros seichem, l'doros haboyim. So more it sounds like this. Rashi says, talking about the pasture of Tuma. Occurring that's Tomei, he can't eat Kodshim. That wasn't only a mitzvah for them, so that's a mitzvah of Derefechim. Yeah. Now, in Nemar Obas, it says by the fathers, Lomo Nemar Bonim, what does it say, the children also? And the Nemar Bonim, it says the children, Lomo Nemar Obas, what does that say, the father? Why? Mifnei Sheyesh Pi Obas Mashem Bonim. Certain mitzvahs apply to the father that do not apply to the children. Mashem b'bonim and v'yesh b'bonim. There were certain mitzvahs that applied to the bonim. We'll soon explain it. Mashem b'yovus that didn't apply to the yovus. B'yovus who are by the yovus. It said, in other words, by the first door that went out of Mitzrayim by the Kabbalah Satera, by the Yitz Mitzrayim. There it said, v'chol bas yereshes nachlo, that every daughter yashin's a father. In the case where there's no son, the daughter's yashin. Vahaba mitzvahs nitztavu bonim, shra nitztavu avis. And there were a lot of mitzvahs that first happened later on when Klai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael that the fathers in the Midbar did not do. Ha mifnei shiyesh b'yovis shayim b'bonim, v'yesh b'bonim ha'shayim b'yovis, hutzach v'yim avis, hutzach v'yim b'bonim. If we had to say both, so the Shbam says, shem nichtav stam, which is a stam, v'loy pirish, v'yovis, v'loy bonim, for Kim the Lebi Ovis, I would have just thought something about the fathers. Midloy Siv Ki Savoyu. It didn't say when you come into Eretz Israel. The fathers here mean like the Dor HaMidbar. that the Yidden still living in the Midbar. Like it says, we are the mitzvahs, labonim. Therefore, we have to have two things, bonim and novus. I will soon explain. Tomorrow says like this. Ketanim is what did we learn? The avos suayma by the fathers, by the yotzei Mitzrayim, by the door that went out of Mitzrayim, it said, v'chol bas yereshes nachla. Says the pasha over there of Yerusha, that a son yashins the father first. If there's no son and he has a daughter, then the daughter yashins. So, the Gemara asked the questions, is that halacha only then? Chur, that applies to all the generations. Even now also such halacha like that. It's not only by the Ovis, it's by all generations, that if there's no son, a daughter yashins. So when it says, so Moisavla, yes, this question, Vumafarakli answers it, Levar mibnei slofchad. It meant to say, excluding bnei slofchad. Rashi says, V'hai v'chobas yereshes nachlo, Lav abonis, abnei slofchad. It's not going abnei slofchad. Togoli lo kru lo toy v'nayim tiyenu noshim. In other words, like this, better. This parsha of v'chol bas yereshes nachlo, it was tak only said to the Yovis. It was only said to the Eitz Mitzrayim. What does that mean? Not just that the daughter yashins, but it said a special locher over there that since a daughter yashins, in other words, when a father dies and there's no sons, so the daughter yashins. The Torah said there, now you daughter, be careful who you marry. Don't go and get married to somebody from another Shevet, because then the Yerusha will go out of Shevet Manasseh and go into another Shevet. So the special mitzvah then for that door, that the daughter has had to marry a husband from the same Shevet. But the Bnei Slavcha was different. Even though Bnei Slavcha lived at that time, by there that we had before, there was a special heter. They had a special heter, L'toy B'nahim. They had a right to marry whoever they wanted. So that's what this parasha, that the daughters should only marry a husband from the same Shevet, only applied to the Yetzir Mitzrayim, only to the Ovis. It does not apply today. Today, Avadi, your daughter has a right to get married to anybody. It doesn't make a difference from which Shevet he's from. Yeah. Omamar, what we just said before, the Ovis Uwaima by the father, it says, V'chol Bas Yereshes Nachla. That was a special Indian that by the Yetzir Mitzrayim, when the daughter Yashin, her father's Yerusha, and now she wanted to get married, she should only marry somebody from the same Shevet as her father. That only applied then to the Eitz Mitzrayim. The Yavas in Babonim Loi, it only applied then, but not to the children now. Children now, Bezman Aver, you're allowed to get married whoever you want to. Tomorrow, my Mashma, how do we know that? That mitzvah only applied to then to the Eitz Mitzrayim, and it doesn't apply today? Omar Rava, so Rava says, Omar Kro, the Pesuk says, Zeha Dover, says over there, Zeha Dover. So we dash like this, Dover Zeh, this halacha, that a daughter, that Yashin's a father, should only marry in the same Shevet, Lo Ye Noyeg Ela Bador Zeh. Dover has, Zeha Dover means, this halacha only applies to this door, it only applies to the door of the Midbar, that's all. Because that was the main, like Chalukah, that's the time they were going to divide out Eretz Yisrael. So only then will they so makbet. Omer le Rabba Zuti, the Ravashi. So Rabbi Zuti said to Ravashi, Ela Meyat, if so, then you're telling me now when the Pesuk says Zeha Dover, it means it only applies to that door, to that generation, and not for later on. If so, what are you going to do? Zeha Dover the Shchut Echutz. We know there's another passage in the Torah of Shchut Echutz. If you have a korban, you're only allowed to make the shchita in the Beis HaMikdash itself. You're not allowed to take a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's called Shchut Echutz. And make the shchita outside the Beis HaMikdash, which the Torah says are there by Har Sinai. And it didn't only apply to that generation in the Midbar, in the Mishkan. It applies to Doris by the Beis HaMikdash Rishon, Beis HaMikdash Hasheni. We have such a loch of Shchut Echutz. Sa'ai, the Pesuk says, though Zehadover. So according to you, that Rova, that you said, it said Zehadover means only now and no other generation, how come Shchut Echutz, in the Kashrut of Shchut Echutz, Achinami, the Lo Yenayeg El Bador Zeh, it should only apply to the door of the Midbar, of Bahasina, that's all, and not for the future, and we know it's not that way. So more answers true. Shani Yosem, I tell you, by Shchut Echutz is different. Te'echsev L'Dor HaSeichem, it says clearly over there, it says, V'siv chukas oylem tia zois lem l'dorasechem. This pasha of shrute chutz, it says clearly l'dorasechem. So in other words, clearly it's not only nageya to the dor ha-midbar, but it applies to the future generations also. There's always this inyan of shrute chutz. And now on a shech the korbin, chutz from the Beis HaMikdash. For the Gemara, okay, but zeh ha-dova, the Rosh HaMatos, it says by Rosh